Along a snowy highway in the Rockies, there is a tiny American town in danger of losing its last resident. NPR's Kirk Siegler sent this postcard from Buford, Wyoming. Elevation 8,000 feet, population 1.
This is really a story about three people. The first is Jason Hirsch, Buford's town manager. He's manning the Buford Trading Post, which is also the gas station, the store, and, well, town hall, basically.
The politics are pretty easy around here. Sometimes, you know, you have arguments with yourself, but...
Now, Hirsch isn't the population one. More on that in a minute.
I live about 3 miles south of here, so I like to say I live in the suburbs of Buford.
He just leases this tiny little enclave with its very own zip code. The owner, stay with me, is actually a Vietnamese investor named Pham Dinh Nguyen. He's the second character in this story.
Yeah, he bought the place for the sole purpose of promoting his coffee.
Nguyen made international news when he bought Buford a few years ago in an online auction.
If you look at the mural, it tells the story of the
coffee. It's the only store in America where you can buy his Fin Deli coffee.
He wears a cowboy hat around town in Vietnam, and people call him the mayor. He's very famous for owning the smallest town in America.
Walk past the usual Wyoming convenience store staples, the jerky, the chips, the Coors Light, and there are bags and bags of Vietnamese specialty coffee.
We have what's called Giat Dang. That's their gourmet coffee.
It's strong, a hit with the truckers, but there aren't enough customers to last through the long, slow winter. Hirsch is trying to work out a deal with the owner to stay open until summer, but it's week by week.
I grew up, born and raised on this mountain, so it's in my blood. I love Buford, and if there's anything I can do to keep it open, I would love to do it. It's part of me.
If the trading post shuts down, so does the town. In its heyday, Buford, an old railroad town, had a couple thousand residents.
It's been around since 1886, right? I mean, why end it now?
Brandon Hoover is the one in Population 1, Buford. He's the third character in this story. He just took a job running the place and living here full-time.
Solitude is my attitude.
Outside in the biting wind, Hoover gives the full tour of the sprawling metropolis.
All right, we got the highway right next to us, about 30 feet that way. There's the office back here.
For Hoover, it was a no-brainer quitting his job at the Candlewood Suites in Cheyenne, 30 miles down the mountain from here.
I was looking for just a way to get out of the rigmarole, get out of the rat race, and just be able to regain my whole sense of perspective and sense of what this land will give you.
Today, though, his mind is on his chores.
Let's see if we can find... Shook! Shook, where are you at?
Buford's population is technically 2.
There he is. He's like, I'm not coming out.
Come here.
The town comes with the horse, Sugar. And it's his dinner time. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Buford, Wyoming.